Live from the TCL Broadcast Studios, it's Joe Soucheray and Patrick Roycey with Sports Talk.
You found it.
Yeah, just, well, I'm very familiar with Robert Street.
Yeah. Why?
Because back in the day.
I was going to say.
Back in the day, we would, used to be an Embers right down here, right down at the end of Robert Street, right?
Yep.
And when we would quench our thirst at Luigi's, and luckily the limit back then was 0.12.
So right, right.
Right, so up, legally nudge, you were still, nudge right up right there. And about once a week, we'd end up eating breakfast at Embers right down at the end of Robert Street, which was good for me because then you could basically just jump on 13 and drive home.
Ember Royale.
Wasn't your bowling league in an alley?
Yes,
on Robert
right
Street?
Down here. The bowling, is the bowling alley still here?
That I don't know.
Not there.
Probably hope not.
Gone? Yeah. North Star Lanes is gone? Actually, it was a drinking league that bowled. Right?
Was that a winter league only?
Wednesday afternoon, 14 weeks during the non-baseball season. Oh. Yeah, a lot of baseball players, a lot of Twins in it and Twins officials. And it was just a little midweek break for all the fellas on Wednesday, so it was great.
This is a Sprint store in West St. Paul.
Yes, right up the hill.
And we were at Sprint in Crystal on Monday. Mm-hmm. This one is on Robert Street between Marie and Southview Boulevard.
If you're coming south and you see the Chipotle, it's right behind the Chipotle. Right.
And that's where you win, attempt to win the trip to ESPN headquarters in Bristol.
That's true. I am a sad, sad man today.
What happened?
One of my favorite opposition baseball players, Oscar Gamble, has passed away at age 68. They have not told us the cause yet, have they, Johnny?
I have not seen a cause, no.
But the greatest throw in baseball history, without a doubt. He could have been a UNLV basketball player.
One
a
of the
throw.
All-time great baseball cards is a headshot of him with his cap on and his hair on both sides.
Yes, right.
Great baseball.
Man, I remember Oscar.
One of my five favorite all-time interviews was Oscar. The Twins opened Yankee Stadium, reopened Yankee Stadium, 1976, April 15th, 1976. The greatest character in Twins history, Disco Danny Ford, hits the first home run in the new in the redone Yankee Stadium. You covered games when they were playing in Shea Stadium.
Yep.
Yeah, well, the Yankees, they were there 2 years, and then they reopened. They basically ripped it down, but they built it back looking like it used to look. And Oscar that day had a single, a double, and a triple, and the Yankees won 11-4. So I went to the Twins, and I went down the Yankee clubhouse, and Oscar was there, and I said, are they going to call this the house that Oscar rebuilt? He says, what the hell are you talking about, man? He wasn't familiar that the house that Ruth built. He wasn't familiar with the But then another time in spring training, it wasn't that long ago, maybe 15 years ago, so he must have been a guest coach with somebody or something. And he was in a dugout, and I said to him, remember that home run you hit over the small bleachers in right field at Met Stadium? He says, bleeping right, I remember that home run. I was just telling these guys about that home run. That's one of the longest home runs ever hit. It was a mammoth home run over that little bleachers and way out. It might have even went over that second fence. But he was thrilled that I confirmed his boasting to these guys about the long home run.
Did he stay with the Yankees the whole time?
Oh, no. He was with the Southside Hitmen with Chicago.
That's right.
He came there as one of those Rena players in 1977, him and Richie Zisk. And that's when they used to have the 19-12 games with the Twins in 77.
He had a swing for Yankee Stadium.
Oh, man.
Just perfectly made.
Would Oscar have been a White Sox when they had to wear the shorts?
No.
Oh,
no,
man.
No, that was before him.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Was that early?
He was there later, right?
Chet Lemon had to wear the shorts.
Chet
that
Lemon.
Was early 70s.
Yeah.
I think.
Early to mid, I'd say.
Yeah.
But, well, you have other sad news.
Yeah, Manny just told me Rasul Butler is an NBA player, was in the league 2-3 years ago, and he's 38 years old. Driving on Ventura Boulevard today, he crashed his car and crashed his Range Rover and killed himself and his wife in the car. So they both died.
And, well, that can be twisty. He might have lost control.
Yeah. It said he ended up in a shopping center of a strip mall parking lot.
I hope that doesn't happen here. Right now,
no, today. I don't think. You'd have to drive very fast.
Yeah.
You have to really jump the curb out here. I think you're good. You got a wall, too, right, basically?
Do you know, Pat, that a Radio Row is advertised as among the Super Bowl activities that people can go and watch?
There were a few people there yesterday watching, but it's not really arranged in a orderly fashion.
Is it chaotic?
Yeah, it's really a mess this year. It's usually more north and south instead of east and west. It's kind of east and west this year and spread out that way. But did you see this on Twitter today? It was great. Two guys from Houston at competing radio stations. Somebody put it on a cell phone video, screaming at each other and bad-mouthing each other about ratings and what they've done. And just and a friend of John McClain, who's been covering the Houston football down there for 100 years, back to the previous team and everything. He was with one of these guys, and he's sitting there like, come on, children. You know, he's looking at them in the video.
So they were heckling each other.
I don't know. Noel, they started
trying to one-up each other.
They started arguing about something.
Was it? They were off air, though, at the time? Or?
Yes, but somebody put a video with the audio of them screaming at each other.
So it'd be like you and, say, Barrero screaming at each other.
I talked to him yesterday, but I didn't threaten to hit him or anything.
Dan, I'm not arguing with you. I'm just trying to tell you why you are wrong.
Yeah. Well, these guys, I think, were already arguing about, I don't know, guests or something. Somebody tried to steal a guest from the other guy.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, that happens.
They can get violent on Radio Row. Yeah.
Tough place.
White Sox wore shorts for the first time in 1976.
Ooh, well, no.
Only three games from what I'm told during that season.
Okay, so Oscar was gone. Oscar didn't come till the next year.
That might have been Oscar right there.
No.
Not enough throw.
He was still with the Yankees in 76. He came to the White Sox in 77.
All right. What is the latest Super Bowl news from the camps of the respective clubs?
I don't know. We have any big controversies today?
I've seen. Not
Brady's wearing the special glove.
Yeah, still wearing the glove, I guess.
Wearing the glove.
Trying to cover up the stitches.
What's the line done? Anything? Is it adjusting?
I think it's still 4.5. Did you know somebody bet $10 million on the Eagles?
Wow.
Yeah,
is this the guy that did the baseball betting?
No, different guy.
$10 million?
We had it. That's the guy we had on yesterday. Brandon Lang. Brandon Lang, was it? Brandon Lang?
I don't remember.
Did you hear him?
I heard him, yes.
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 We told him, in fact, we suggested, Ruck, after listening to Brandon, that if he was trying to get people to donate their cars to Newgate,
yep,
they'd be driving in with new Cadillacs and donating them.
Just drop it off. Here's the keys. Take it. I wish they would do that.
He was a beauty. He claims to be the Matthew McConaughey character from that movie Two for the Money.
And you had him on the air?
Yeah. Oh, he was doing the rounds there. He was, you know, basically if you had an empty seat, he'd sit down and start talking.
Did you stay for the media function?
No. I was tempted, but. Yeah, it was 7 o'clock.
Yeah, you got to
get
home
for the news.
What about the shake and bake? What about bacon?
I didn't want to take home a cola hamburger.
You pulled a Joe. You just took off.
I left. I got the hell out of there.
Yeah.
Yep.
We got lunch out of the mayor today at a new place you love to try, Pat.
Oh, okay.
Did you hear about the celebrities we saw?
No, but you can tell me when we get back.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you about them when we come back.
That's a cliffhanger.
It is. All right, just a moment.
You're listening to Sports Talk, live from the Sprint Store in West St. Paul on 1500 ESPN.
Fellas, I got to talk to you a second.
Here's Kenny Olson.
Everybody there? Everybody listening?
Yeah, you missed lunch, dummy.
Yes.
Such Royce wasn't being just all the way 100% clear about the guy he had on yesterday, this bookie.
Yeah.
He was a fast-talking angel from the Rockford Files.
Oh, yeah?
I have never heard a guy spew so much BS so quickly and pat himself on the back all at the same time. It was absolutely the best interview I've ever heard. It was fascinating. And this guy, much like a NASCAR driver, got in about 5 million plugs for himself. Yeah. During the course of the interview.
What's he touting?
Himself.
His website. He's got a tout website.
Okay.
Yeah, where what's he picking, Royce? Everything, right?
Well, it sounds like the Eagles, but what you do is you pay, you know, he'll give you some freebies, but he'll suck you in on the Super Bowl, okay?
Like a heroin dealer.
And if you get it right, then you pay to get his get his 10 guys to help you out and give you winners.
Wow.
And it was absolutely fascinating. I enjoyed every second of it.
But then you came on to do traffic right after, and the first thing you said was, boy, I feel like I need to take a shot.
It was a little fishy, but it was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, that wouldn't be a bad life if a guy had the nerves for it to spend your whole life in Vegas worrying about bets.
I wonder if Angel ever did any work at the track. Did he go out to the track and pick the ponies?
I bet he was a Hollywood Park guy.
Kenny, did you hear some of the celebrities we saw at lunch?
You guys actually saw celebrities?
We think we saw Carrot Top.
Okay.
Oh, it was a red-haired guy. I think it was Carrot Top.
Yeah,
well, we didn't see a plate. He was just walking. Was a roller bag.
Was he washing a jet?
We think we saw Anson Williams. He was Moochie, wasn't he?
He was Potsy.
Potsy.
There's no way Potsy's coming in on a private plane.
Saw Brett Michaels. He had the do-rag
from
on.
Poison?
Yeah, for Brett Michaels, and we saw Les. I thought I saw Les Nessman, but it was just a TV guy from Denver.
Fellas, I don't know.
Forget.
Go ahead, Matt.
Charo, we saw Charo.
Charo.
Oh, that was
Charo. Was Charo
not alive?
Yeah, well, we think we saw her.
She was a lookalike. Yeah, but she came in on the same plane as Butch Patrick, who was Eddie Munster from the Monsters.
Yeah.
Monsters.
I don't know if you guys know this, but there's a pair of fighter jets buzzing the Twin Cities. I got buzzed by Goose and Maverick on my way in. It was so awesome.
We got some threats, or we're just practicing?
I think old man Trump is watching out for us.
Oh, yeah. He's not coming in for the bowl, though, is he?
I don't believe so.
Probably not.
Not when there's golf to be played.
Well, plus, he went to Alabama and Georgia in Atlanta. That was a good political decision, but Minnesota might not be the place he wants to come.
Did you see that also, Kenny, that arriving in at Holman Field was the last living munchkin, but apparently he was coming in for a little private munchkin party, so that was something distinct from the Super Bowl.
Didn't we see James Denton? You guys seem to know who he was.
Yeah, he was from Desperate Housewives.
Oh, yeah.
Is Jim McMahon in town? Is that why the munchkin came in?
I don't know.
He might be.
No, that's an off-air story.
God, I guess it could be. And Greg Brady, Patrick. Our friend Greg Brady.
Oh, he
you guys
good.
Did not see any of these people.
What?
Kenny, we not only didn't see a jet, we didn't even see a prop plane.
But how was the food? I hear the food's good.
It's wonderful.
Oh, great.
Wonderful.
Gosh. Yeah. Great. Especially when Joe's buying, man. It's just that food tastes so much better.
I gotta tell you, Greg Brady would have been a fantastic guest last year if somebody hadn't terribly overbooked the show, as always.
Well, that's by design.
That's by, right.
Fair shows are overbooked.
They do that on purpose. Say, speaking of food, fellas, I tried to recommend to the Gullicks to go to the 5-8 Club instead of Matt.
Ooh.
And everybody's is ganging up on me and saying, and Rook, maybe you can back this up, everybody's saying the Nook in St. Paul is really the place to get the Juicy Lucy. Have you had it there, Matt?
I have, and I truthfully would say that's probably the Groveland Tap was on the top five for a while, but I would say the Nook is probably the best place to get a Juicy Lucy.
Where am I going to find
that? In the Twin Cities.
Where is this place?
It's on Hamlin and Randolph.
Oh, okay.
Or you can also go to Shamrock's on West 7th
and
Randolph.
Right?
Yeah.
They all try to fancy him up. Matz doesn't fancy him.
I thought Matz was the original.
Matz is the original.
Yeah, Matz is the quality of Matz.
They don't fancy to this him up.
We're going to 5'8 club, sorry.
I was just talking to this about the quality of Matz. I was talking with my buddy Thomas. I know this man named Thomas he's a friend of mine. He said, Matz is going downhill.
Yeah,
and
he
said the Nook is the way to go.
Yeah,
I'm still a Matz.
Well, there goes any chance of Matz advertising.
If I want to,
well, it's not bad. It's just who's going to be toppled. The Groveland Tap was up there for a while, and then the Nook upped their game, and it's a great competition to be in. That being said, after paying full price, I will say the steakhouse burger at the Groveland Tap is an extremely good burger.
How'd you get us going on this?
Paid for that the other night. I didn't have when I was going to the
Matthew,
Sports Shirt
Matthew,
steak.
Matthew, yeah. Please shut up a second.
Okay.
Matz is the hamburger version of the Krabby Coffee. That's what you get at Matz.
Oh, you get a little attitude.
Right? Kenny, yeah. Kenny.
Yes,
Kenny.
Sir. Yes, yes.
Pat, Kenny, get a kick out of this. Have you ever been to the Coney Island in downtown St. Paul?
Yes.
No, the mean, where
not
the mean
gopher,
guy.
Not
Gopher. The
Gopher Bar, yeah George.
On 7th, right?
George,
yes.
George.
Yes, I have. And I was scared for my life in there.
Yeah.
Next,
here's how my order was taken. What the hell do you
want? Yes.
Not only that, when I had a to-go order, and I brought Matthew as maybe a 7 or 8 year old, and we walk in there, and he's looking around at some of the T-shirts, and some of these say patriotic sayings that are done, and he looks at me and says, "Should I be in here?" As a 7 year old, he says, "Should I be in here?" I'm like, if they come after you, I can outrun you.
But so damn, they're good, aren't they? You know that the original Coney Island, I think, was open for crashed ice? The original Coney Island on St. Peter Street?
What's fantastic there is even at the age of 7, he was smarter than
Dad. Yeah, he drove home, too. Also,
I wanted to go in there this summer with a Hillary button, just for the hell of it.
I wouldn't order any food. If you are looking for a good Coney on this side of town, the Coop in South St. Paul is similar to the Gopher Bar.
What happened? The Super Bowl's in town.
How did this
We're talking about burgers.
Food, yeah.
We can't be far from the Coop.
It's the Gullick
You're not.
Boys.
It's fabulous.
It's the Gullicks. All they want to do is eat hamburgers and drink beer. They're one of us.
Yeah. Kenny?
Yeah.
We're getting emails. We're supposed to inform you that Charo is still alive.
Oh.
Yeah.
She looked alive to me.
Don't kill her off.
People care about the craziest things.
She had that nice leopard skin coat on. Wasn't she Charo, right?
The one, the Gaborg sister that was still alive. She was there too.
Ava and
Manda.
Oh my!
Manda.
Look at the time, fellas.
One more thing before we go. The really funny thing is
this better not be food related.
This random lady named Maria is just texting me saying the Blue Door Pub, but I think that's just an advertising to get the Blue Door Pub on the radio.
That's over in
Minneapolis.
Tell her
to go have another baby and stop bothering us.
Yeah, have another baby and stop bothering us.
She's right.
She has 17 now.
Oh, man. Didn't see her for 12 years when she wasn't knocked up.
Right. Patrick would always see her at the fair and say, "I'm surprised that you are not pregnant." Maria would be a good candidate to be pregnant or not. Not because she looks that way, but Patrick would just wonder if she's pregnant.
That's a game we're not going to play.
Okay.
I still think we got to play it next
Look at
year.
The time, fellas.
Sports Talk will return. We're live at Sprint in West St. Paul.
Is
but now,
Kenny pregnant or not?
Thanks to our good friends in Owatonna, Minnesota, at Federated Insurance, where it's their business to protect your business. It is Bruce Vail from the Wall Street Journal and Your Money Now.
Hey, since it's the food show, do you guys want pork belly futures or should I just stick with stocks?
Stocks.
Stocks did rally today, this morning at least. Then they dipped into negative territory for a while later in the day and rebounded right before the close of trading to end up higher, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 72 points at 26,149. The NASDAQ Composite rose 9 points and the S&P 500 gained just 1 point. Fox Broadcasting is is wrapping up a deal with the NFL for rights to the Thursday night package of games. Fox is expected to pay significantly more than the $450 million that current rights holders NBC and CBS paid this past season. The Philadelphia Business Journal has crunched some numbers for Super Bowl and airline tickets and Airbnb reservations to see where fans are coming from to see the big game. It shows Super Bowl deprived Eagles fans are Minneapolis bound in far greater numbers than Patriot fans. I'm Bruce Vail with your money now on 1500 ESPN.
Okay, guys, one more thing before I go. Fellas.
Yeah, we got you.
Yes, sir.
So during the break, I took a phone call from a guy who said there's a air restoration service up in Bemidji. A couple of years ago, they restored a P-51, and that P-51 is going to be leading the flyover on Super Bowl Sunday here over the Twin Cities. So that's something to watch for if you're a local and you're going to be out and about when they do that flyover. Look for that P-51. But I'm thinking, doesn't that thing fly about like 300 miles slower than a fighter jet?
No, we covered this the other day, and apparently it'll be able to keep up.
Cool.
Yeah.
But this was their second attempt at restoring that. The first one they did was a POS-51 that didn't work. This one did work.
Okay, I'm leaving now.
Got it.
I've had enough.
Here's John Hyde in his West St. Paul Sprint remote news location.
Thanks, Joe. Sunny, and we're at 28 degrees. The locals last evening, let's see, we had the Gophers. They lost to Iowa, 94-80.
But... Jelly Jam got some points.
I saw your tweet. You were very happy.
Wow, Jelly Jam did some things. But one thing none of them did was guard anybody. So that was a problem.
The Gophers play a ranked team next, number 24, Michigan, on Saturday.
Is that a home game?
That's a home game, right? No, not a home game.
Another road game? Woo, this is a tough schedule they're having.
The Wild beat Columbus 3-2 in a shootout. They'll play Vegas or... we decided to call them Las Vegas.
Las Vegas, if you don't want to set brother-in-law Bart.
What if an expansion team wins the cup?
Yeah, that'd be something. But even if you look at the standings, Joe, it's Vegas.
Vegas, mm-hmm. Yeah. That's at the Xcel Energy Center Friday night. And the Timberwolves lose in Toronto. Right back at it tomorrow night. They'll play the Bucks, but they are back home at the Target Center.
Has anything come regarding the controversy between Army and the Vegas Hockey Club? Both named the Golden Knights.
No, I think we're just early in the court proceedings. Right. They've just filed the Army just basically.
How could that happen?
Filed the
Vegas should have known better.
Well, no, Bill Foley's a West Point graduate and a big Army guy.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Big Army guy. Yeah.
Well, then they ought to be called the Golden Knights.
I know that we did not get our invite from the coaches yet for the party on Saturday night.
I understand. I read in Charlie Walter's column that Ziggy's party's tomorrow night at the Union Depot.
Thursday?
I thought it was Saturday night.
I don't know.
I have not got my call yet.
We'll find out when we get the call, but we do have an invite right now on file. Hope you guys are doing well. You are invited to a Super Bowl premiere of Snoop Dogg's upcoming Netflix show, Coach Snoop.
Really?
Please join us for a special screening and... intimate Q&A with Snoop Dogg Friday, February 2nd in Minneapolis. He's also going to be available for select interviews on the red carpet. So we'd be hanging with Snoop Dogg.
Snoop could hang with us.
What would you ask Snoop Dogg?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I'd probably say, what's your real name?
Okay.
News notes from today, an aide reporting that Representative Jason Lewis was taken to a hospital with a possible concussion.
How do they tell?
Wow.
Ready to contribute.
Now that he's okay.
Is Pat's mic on?
Yes.
All right.
After a train carrying dozens of lawmakers to a policy retreat in West Virginia, hit a truck. According to tweets issued by his staff, Lewis said he was fine and thankful for the prompt action of doctors and first responders. Originally, no lawmakers were believed to be injured in the incident. Unfortunately, one person was dead, the fellow driving the truck, as a result of the crash. One lawmaker who was aboard the train, Representative Tom Cole, said it looked like the vehicle was ripped in half. Members, according to Representative Greg Walden, with medical training, helped out the people in the truck and the people in the train. Apparently, there's a large number of doctors who are members of the House, so they got out and helped.
Good.
They got out and helped everybody. CenterPoint Energy confirms a gas leak in downtown Minneapolis this afternoon was a natural gas leak. It has since been contained. CenterPoint said the gas leak was near 5th Avenue South and 6th Street. Crews were on the scene assessing it and working to determine the source, whether or not it's a propane tank or a natural gas leak. They did shut down the trains for a while, both the Blue and Green Line, but both now are up and running. Things running smoothly. They're still investigating, though. Nearly 45,000 insurance claims totaling $11.79 billion, with a B, dollars in losses have been filed in California in the wake of the wildfires in wine country in Southern California. The insurance commissioner there, Dave Jones, made the disclosure today about the fires that damaged and destroyed more than 32,000 homes, 4,300 businesses, 8,200 vehicles, watercraft, farm vehicles, and other equipment. The number exceeds the total insurance claims from the top 10 previously most costly wildfires in California. Before last year, California's most expensive fire, back in 1991, Oakland Hills prompted only $2.7 billion in claims in today's dollars. These totals, by the way, they don't include mudslides that ended up burying homes and vehicles.
I'd be checking those grape winery claims of how much damage. I want to see the books to see how much they were making.
I got a feeling they will do that.
See how much they were making compared to what they say they lost. I don't know.
Doesn't sound very trustworthy.
No, really not. I don't trust wine guys.
Anybody that spits it out into a spittoon.
No, I don't.
Rules to live by.
Yes.
Don't trust wine guys. Representative Trey Gowdy announcing today he'll retire at the end of the year, becoming the 9th Republican chairman of a congressional committee to decide to leave Congress at the end of the session. Gowdy said in a statement posted on Twitter, "I will not be filing for re-election to Congress, nor seeking any other political or elected office. Instead, I'll return to the justice system. Whatever skills I may have are better utilized in a courtroom than in Congress, and I enjoy our justice system more than our political system." Gowdy, of course, became the chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee last June. Gowdy had previously chaired the House Select Committee on Benghazi, which investigated the 2012 attack on the U.S. compound that resulted in the deaths of several Americans, including Ambassador Christopher Stevens.
You remember the old days, like, I'm not sure how far back we have to go, that when somebody gave a State of Union speech, the other side at least offered occasionally polite, soft applause.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't had that in this century.
They're sitting on their hands. They're sitting
We haven't had this in this century, I don't think.
From the world of television, the development process is still young, but we're going to get a bunch of remakes, it looks like. For example, we already know Roseanne is starting in March, remake of Roseanne, same actors. They'll also now, CBS has ordered an update of Murphy Brown. Remember Murphy Brown with Candace Bergen?
I do.
Holy cow.
Candace
is not young anymore.
No, and they've asked for 13 episodes.
Is she going to be in it?
Yeah, the same cast, same members of the cast.
She got to be 70. She got to be 75.
Check it out. What's her name? Murphy Brown? No, Candace Bergen.
Candace Bergen.
Candace Bergen, yeah. Other pilots plucked from the revival bin for the upcoming season. Now, not all of these are already, they don't have the green light, but the networks are looking at revivals of The Greatest American Hero. Remember that one?
I never saw an episode.
I can't believe it myself.
That's the song.
Suddenly I'm on top of the world. Should have been somebody else.
Also,
who was in it?
You watched all the bad TV that there ever was.
And that guy just walked by us at the airport. The guy with the curly
hair.
I'm going to find out.
I can't think of his name.
Still working on Candace Bergen. Candace Bergen is 71 years old.
She's younger than me. What the hell am I ripping her for?
Right. Also, they're looking at
she doesn't look as good, but she...
No.
A reboot of Cagney and Lacey.
No, we don't need
They're not young either.
Magnum P.I.
No.
Party of Five and Charmed. I'm not familiar with
Party of Five. What is wrong with them?
I don't know.
They figured they can't get anybody to watch. So they want my demographic to watch them, huh?
I guess. I don't know.
The Greatest American Hero has a link to Garage Logic.
Uh-oh.
It starred, let's see, what is his name? William Catt as Ralph Hinckley. Okay. But listen, it's an American drama superhero TV series that aired for three seasons from 81 to 83 on ABC. Created by producer and friend of Garage Logic, the late, great
Stephen Cannell?
Yes, sir.
I'll be damned.
Really?
Yes.
Well, he did. But he had about 20 series on during that time frame.
He was a pilot. He had it figured out, didn't he? He was his own pilot, for heaven's sake.
I forgot Stephen Cannell had died. That's why he hasn't written any novels.
That might be a reason. Might be a reason.
William Catt was the guy's name?
William Catt was the guy.
That's Della Street's son from Perry Mason.
Really?
I was just told that by an audience member.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
Why do you think? You know, ooh, Della Street and Perry Mason, what do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was happening.
What about Paul or whatever?
When the door was closed in Perry's office, what do you think?
Raymond Burr was gay. No.
Well, yeah, but it's got
nothing. You mean like he was happy?
In a wheelchair?
No.
He had some feminine qualities.
That was the other one.
Close enough.
Same
enough.
Actor. Same guy.
The guy I felt sorry for was Berger, man.
When he did,
Was he acting
to be in the wheelchair? Or did he need to be in a wheelchair?
He was acting to be in a wheelchair. He did not need to be.
That was part of the joke.
I get it now. Yeah. Why don't we take a break? We'll be back. We're live at Sprint in West St. Paul.
Manny Hill coming through.
Look at that. Here we go.
Oh, God.
Now, what is this?
This is being brought. This is Mike Post. One of the shows they're bringing back.
My Great American
This is
Hymn?
The theme.
Boy, there's a lot of shows I didn't watch. In the
Me
80s,
too.
You know?
Believe it or not.
They use this.
Why are you trying to annoy the co-hosts here? I don't know.
Here's John Hite.
They use this song on the commercial with Aaron Rodgers where his truck gets wrecked.
Oh, yeah. I knew I heard it somewhere.
See how Manny's bringing that back? Yeah. Tying it in there, bros.
The world's oldest man has died.
You know what? Who's nervous now?
Always happens.
The next oldest guy.
I'll tell you who that is in just a minute.
Okay.
This fella just celebrated his 113th birthday.
How long did he last as the world's oldest man? Are you going to tell me?
He became the world's oldest man after the death of Polish-born Israeli Kristel on August 11th.
He didn't do too bad.
Almost 6 months.
Who's the next guy to go?
When you're the world's oldest man, if you get six more months, you got to be happy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. Yeah.
The oldest man now with Francisco's death is Japanese man Masazao Nonaka, who was born July 25th, 1905. Right now, he's 112 years and 189 days old. You know,
who wants to live to be 111?
The guy after him. the guy was 110.
You got to be a tough guy to live that long in Japan, because they had a couple of incidents over there.
I think so.
Seen some stuff.
45
incidents.
They did have some incidents.
Cut into the life expectancy.
By the way, this fellow that just passed away, he daily had a glass of wine. That's why he said he lived so long.
How big was the glass? Thank you.
Like my dad, I'm going to have one martini today.
I think I have those same glasses that your dad had.
A tourist in Thailand, and I just bring this up because I watched the video, and it's monkeys amuse me. So the story in itself, not that funny.
Just the term monkey and squirrel are both
monkey's
funny.
A good name.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
A tourist in Thailand captured video of the moment a horde of hungry monkeys took over a street looking for snacks.
Like with leather vests and chains, and this is our party now.
The video showed dozens of wild monkeys filling a road in Patong as a tour group passed through the area. The person who filmed it said the monkeys were begging for food from tourists. The filmer wrote, "Our tour guide told us to be careful as wild monkeys often steal things. Luckily, nothing bad happened."
So they're sitting there together, the monkeys, and say, "Let's go down there and beg." Huh?
They were all running through the street.
I tell you, they're our relatives. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. Police in Seville, Spain came across a bizarre scene when they pulled over two cars after a short chase. According to Europa Press, officers suspected something wasn't quite right when they saw the cars driving very close together. When they tried to pull the cars over, the cars ran. A short chase through a dirt road followed. Police were able to stop the cars. Inside the vehicles, completely filled, were oranges.
So what?
Both cars just full of oranges.
Were they stolen oranges, John?
Hundreds of oranges.
Trying to throw off the scent of the dogs.
They were stolen oranges. That's correct. In the two vehicles, more than 4 tons of oranges.
Boy, that's a lot.
Not in boxes. Just in the cars.
Just oranges.
Yes. When they opened the door, they came tumbling.
You gotta have good shocks on a car like that.
I think
don't
so.
You ever have that much? You have that many oranges.
Most of the cars until recently in your life could not have accommodated those oranges.
No.
The drivers claimed they were coming from, quote, very far away and had been stopping and collecting oranges along the way.
Where did we steal them from?
Cops didn't buy it. They learned the oranges were stolen from a shipment off a truck. They charged five people in the two cars, a couple, their adult son, and two brothers with theft.
They liked oranges.
Yesterday, did you say you liked your Buick very mucho?
Yeah, mucho.
Mucho.
Yeah.
Well, you figured you'd be on the west side today. Why not?
Yeah, right. Heck yes.
A photographer in Manitoba, Canada, captured unusual footage of a polar bear visiting with a sled dog and pawing at the canine in apparent affection. Filmer said they were
looking. Hello, Mayor. What's he got?
He got his cat.
You got the guy's cat.
Find the cat.
you got the exotic cat.
Exotic cats, yeah. The filmers said they were looking for polar bears to take pictures of when they came across the bear visiting a chained-up sled dog outside of Churchill. We nervously waited to see how the situation would unfold because polar bears sometimes kill dogs. This bear, though, seemed to genuinely want to play with the dog.
Wait, what's your route? How are you going to get there? Do you have a route out there? Because we can film that if you need us to. How did you get here?
Hey, you know what my thought was when I heard you talking about that cat story?
Yeah.
I can get you a cat.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, buddy, hey, come on out. I can get you a cat. Anyway, finish that story.
Anyway, the polar bear did not kill the dog.
Okay.
So the dog is fine.
We're very happy to learn that.
Joe's trying to leave.
All right, Mayor. Happy birthday to the CP.
Yeah, wish her a happy birthday from all of us.
Yeah, okay. Good, good.
I think he's leaving because Mayor Francis is here.
Wow.
He's a little nervous about Mayor Francis with this cat over there.
This is almost his village, right, Mayor Francis?
West St. Paul abuts up against South St. Paul. Uh-huh. Population of about 20,000 plus.
Always been very confusing as to how come West St. Paul West St. Paul isn't really West St. Paul, it's South St. Paul.
Right, because it's west of the river.
It's got something to do with the river.
But
doesn't have anything to do with where it is in relation to downtown St. Paul.
He's probably walking around here taking credit for how well the streets of South St. Paul are plowed over and over and over again.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
And things got heated at a Waffle House in Middle Georgia this week over a customer's request for barbecue sauce. The man sat down for some food at the restaurant on Riverside Drive.
Oh, that's Joe getting out of here. Yep.
Yeah. See you, Joe.
And he wasn't waving goodbye. He wanted everybody on Robert Street to get the hell out of his way.
Get out of my way. A restaurant near I-75 in Macon, 43-year-old Willie Drake asked for some barbecue sauce. Drake was told the restaurant didn't have any. And that's when he started yelling obscenities and insulting the workers, finally adding, "I'll go to bleeping jail over barbecue sauce."
That must be got some really good barbecue sauce.
And he got his wish. Deputies got there. Drake was uncooperative and disorderly.
They arrested him.
He was jailed on a disorderly conduct charge, according to a local newspaper.
Johnny, that's good enough.
Okay.
Thank you.
I think so.
Much.
You'll come back and preview the ride?
Yeah, I will.
What do you got coming up on the ride, Ron?
Well, we're going to have Kevin Seifert.
Yep.
Hopefully we'll have it will be our last ever with Herm, but Herm has fulfilled
his
obligation to us this year, even though he's the new Arizona State coach. So we'll have a big send-off for Herm, hopefully, at 5:15. And then Collar will check in at 5:40 and let us know what happened out there today at the interview sessions and everything else involving the Super Bowl, which, as you might have heard, is in town as the celebrities continue to
arrive. Herm's a good guy, though. He's a good egg, isn't he? You'll miss him next year.
We will miss Herm greatly. Yes, we will.
Maybe you'll be able to check in with him at some point.
Oh, if they get a big win or two, we're going to be calling Herm. If he beats those hated Arizonas and Kevin Sumlin, we'll call Herm for sure. So.
All right, and then anyway. You have the capable have Manny Hill back in the studio.
Yes, and Mr. we do, Reed, and tomorrow Manny and I will be out at the Radio Row at the Mall
Stage
of
Fight. Stage of Fight,
we
and
should.
You'll get some
Start,
Twitter time.
I'm going to go over and scream at Barrera.
Just Stage of Fight, what the hell. 1500 ESPN and Garage Logic and Sports Talk would like to thank Sprint on Robert Street for their hospitality. Check it out, 1500 ESPN is KSTP St. Paul, Minneapolis.
Why pay more for a separate CoQ10 supplement? Enjoy twice the benefits with SuperBeats Heart Chews Advanced. From the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for heart health support, the new SuperBeats Heart Chews Advanced by Human is now infused with CoQ10. That's essentially like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 ingredients support nitric oxide production, healthy blood pressure, healthy CoQ10 levels, and heart-healthy energy with two tasty chews a day. Plus, SuperBeats Heart Chews Advance are plant-based, so you get heart-healthy energy without stimulants. For a limited time, get a free 30-day supply of SuperBeats Heart Chews on all bundles and 15% off your first order by going to radiobeats.com and using promo code DEAL. That's radiobeats.com, code DEAL.